thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, Julia, thank you.
No worries at all. So can you tell us about the competition? What's involved for those entering?
So it's our fourth year doing this comp. It's part of the Sydney Beer Week, which runs in the late October, early November. And it's for us, it's a chance to showcase some of the local talent in the homebrewing industry, some of the genius that goes on that people don't usually get to taste. And it all comes together in Sydney Beer Week, where we have a finals event, and the winner goes on to brew their beer with one of the local brewers, Willie the Boatman, down in St. Peters.
Nice. And so what makes a winner, would you say?
It's kind of more about their story, what got them into the home brewing, what influenced the style of beer they're doing. If they, you know, make sure the beer tastes good, of course, that's always the kind of key. And as well as that, just a good tasting beer and a good story behind it.
Perfect. And what is the weirdest craft beer that you've ever had, Tom?
Weirdest.
The weirdest tasting.
I guess it's not really the weirdest taste. It's the most surprising, I guess, for me, is one I had recently. I was recently in the UK and had a micro IPA, which was only like 2.5%. But when you tasted it, it tasted like a full-blown, like 7% big IPA, which is great for those, you know, I guess, as you said, long, hot summer days.
Very deceiving.
Beers for a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
All that taste.
I mean, I guess you can keep drinking them then.
Yeah.
It works in that way. Exactly. So what would you say to people who aren't yet beer lovers? Or how would you lure them into this world of beer?
Talk to your bartenders. Go into your local. See what's new on tap. Take a risk on something you might not have normally had. And most pubs now will have a guest tap of either at least a New South Wales-based beer or a Australian craft beer, and just give it a try. I think that's the biggest thing to get people in, is just having an open mind about it.
Completely. And so what would you say is the best part of being a beer judge?
Besides tasting the beer, is getting to hang out with what becomes probably one of the better industries I've ever been involved in, is the beer industry. It's working with, especially a lot of the local guys. They're all a hoot to work with. They're all dead set legends. So for me, that's probably the best part about it, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Tom, and best of luck with the competition. Enjoy the beer.